How do you know, Russell, how to grab that thought as opposed to overthinking about that thought, which you said you're not supposed to do?
That's really experience. That's what I show people how to do in my little workshops. You learn to, the trick is to learn to separate what we call, separate the psychic signal from the mental noise.
The wheat from the chaff.
That's right. You've got to stop thinking, look for the surprising images that appear in your awareness. So somebody like Swan or Pat Price does that all the time. In a workshop, by the force of the instruction, I'm not hypnotizing people exactly, but I will tell them to quiet their mind and start drawing now the surprising image that appears in your awareness. Don't guess what it is. Don't name it. Naming is the worst thing you can do. Just start making a drawing of that surprising image of what your partner is going to show you. And with the force of that instruction, I've said, do not guess, do not name it, just draw what appears in your awareness. And with that simple instruction, people have their first experience of being psychic and often do very, very well. My job as the instructor is to get them to quit thinking.
And that's the important thing. You know, I've done some mind games with people where I try to send them a number between 1 and 5, for example. And I tell
them.
Very
tough to do.
It is. And I tell them to picture a chalkboard, and I'm going to write the number. And when I've done it, tell me the number. And you know what? It's kind of funny. I've had some people get 3 out of 5 right. That's pretty good, isn't
it? Yes, that's remarkable.
Yep. I mean, I've done experiments with people on this program. I mean, 1 out of 5, you should have a 20% chance.
That's right.
But if you keep doing it over and over again, I mean, that's that defies logic.
Yeah, I think the last time I was on with you, you held up a roll of red tape for me.
Yes.
You asked me, you said, I have something in my hand, and I'm normally extremely resistant. That is, you know, those who can't do, teach. So I've become a pretty good teacher, but I don't have any claims of psychic prowess. But you said, I've got an object here, and I just saw that as clear as daylight. And my criterion is, am I seeing something that doesn't belong to me, or did something totally new pop into my awareness?
Right.
So even though there are a million people listening, I thought I would take a chance and describe your red cylindrical thing.
Well, for right now, I'm picturing you sitting at either one of two places, and this is why it's confusing sometimes, because I don't know why I'm seeing one of two places, but one is on kind of like a fabric-type couch. The other is by an old wooden desk. Now, why do I see that?
Well, I'm in front of an old wooden desk, but I'm on a fabric-covered office chair.
See? That's pretty close, though, isn't it?
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. And they have fine lines on the fabric?
Yes, I do indeed.
See, I can only I saw half of this couch, so maybe it was just a chair. Maybe it never had the other half.
So I have a pretty unusual-looking thing in my hand. So does any color come to view for you?
Kind of goldish.
Could be that. That's a tough question. The way I put it, what I have is a sort of pea green, very shiny cylinder. I have a water bottle, very shiny water bottle. But I'm sitting basically in the dark. So I have only one incandescent light here, so it probably looks gold green. So you get at least part credit for that.
Okay, not bad.
Not bad.
I should quit with these three hits.
I would say so. It can be. Ingo always says you should quit on a win.
He was right.
But it's very stressful to be psychic when you're on the air.
But when you keep training yourself, you get better. and better and better.
Yes. So in my memoir, I give people instruction how to do that. There's part of the fun in my book, Do You See What I See? I talk about our miracles at SRI, and I also give people an idea of how to get in touch with their psychic selves.
And the important thing, Russell, I think, is to really give people the ability to distinguish between picking up the true psychic in them or having their brains trying to create these things.
That's right. The secret is to look for the surprising image that appears in your awareness.
I think so, too. Now, you said that you could use this for, picking sports scores and things
yes.
like that. How do they do that?
You do that by this associative remote viewing. That when we were forecasting silver, that if you wanted to know whether America or Canada is going to win, you would have... You need three people to do this experiment. You need somebody to create an associative pair of objects for you.
Okay.
One is called Canada, one's called U.S., and you don't want to know what they are. And then the question is, tell me about the object I'm going to hand you at the end of the game.
And that's what you're supposed to tell
and
them.
And you look for the surprise. And the ritual is, tell me about the surprising image that's going to appear in your awareness, corresponding to what I hand you. What does it feel like? What is the weight? What does it smell like? What do you experience as you turn it over, as you go into what Ingo Swann calls the aesthetic impact? So, see, the person interviewing you ideally doesn't know what the objects are either. But she could lead you into this whole variety of visual and sensory experiences. And your interviewer, because she's blind to the targets, can ask you anything.